Now, coupled with this, and I want to try and put this all into some sort of perspective for us so we realize how horrible the century really was for the Jews. The 14th century marks the not only the beginning of the end of Spanish Jewry, but the middle of the end for Spanish Jewry. The end of the end will come in 1492, but the middle of the end is in the year 1391. The reconquest of Spain by the Christians and the forcing of the Muslims out of Spain, it changed the entire life of the Jews in Spain. And the Christians pounced upon the Jews. They treated them the way they treated their Jews in France, let us say, or in Germany. Now, here you have an interesting phenomena, one that, again, God forbid, one should never be tested. But Spanish Jewry cracked. Spanish Jewry did not withstand the pressure. The number of conversions in Spanish Jewry is the largest percentage-wise in all the history of the Jewish people in the exile. At the end, more than half of the Jews in Spain will convert to become Christian. And that is because of the fact that they had been raised on a different diet, so to speak. They were accustomed to a different life. The Eastern European Jew, the Ashkenazic Jew, was accustomed to be hated from the day that he was 2 years old. He didn't expect differently. He never had any illusions. He never had any aspirations past where he could reach. Spanish Jewry, many of whom had great wealth and great intellect, who had served kings who were members of the cabinet, who were officers and generals, who were philosophers and linguists and poets, who went to the highest universities, who were doctors of medicine and of science, they were not accustomed to such treatment. They could not reconcile themselves to a second or third class type of life. And therefore, many of them converted to retain the type of life that they thought that they needed to live. And that terrible event is one of the saddest points here in the story, the end story of Spanish Jewry. And I am not only talking about those who were forced to convert at the point of death, because that's a different problem completely. There again, it's very difficult to judge. The anusim, those that were forced to convert, that's one thing. But those who converted to retain their office, or those who converted in order to retain their wealth or their property, that's a different story. And you will see again reflected in the writings of the time, in the tshuvas, in the response of the rabbis, the question that when many of them wanted to return to Judaism or somehow come back, the underlying question is, why did he convert? And if he converted because of the rack or because of being frightened of being killed, so then that was a weakness that was forgiven. But if he converted because he wanted to have a Lincoln Town Car, so that was something that they were very loath to overlook. They would not take them back easily. And in fact, we will see in our discussion after this expulsion from Spain, we will see that even though the rabbis were most liberal in taking Jews back into the fold, the Jewish people were not. The Jewish people had a long memory and they had a lot of grudges. And very few, relatively speaking, very few of the Muranos, very few of the Jews who converted were accepted. And the Muranos were never viewed in Jewish history as heroic. Just the opposite. This also, you have to remember, is